Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Environmental Preservation and Conservation Committee will now come to order. Secretary, will the secretary please call the roll?
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
Senator Ulrich? Senator Dieter?
Here.
Senator Jones?
Here.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Rich?
Here.
Senator Sobel? Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, members. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
If anyone is going to plan to speak today to the issues on the agenda, please turn in an appearance card. Before we begin today, I'd like to recognize some special guests we have in the audience. First, the Leith Canto High School FFA and 4-H from my Citrus County. Good to have you here today. Thank you. Also, we have members of the Columbia County CARC. Good to have you here today. Thank you. And Swanee? Okay, all right. Good to have Swanee. Thank you very much. Good to see y'all there. Members, I'd refer to tab 1, Senate Bill 950 by Senator Bennett. Senator Bennett, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's a strike all amendment, barcode 797272, and if it would please the chair, I would recommend I explain that.
There's a delete all amendment, that 797272 on the desk. Senator Jones, will you recognize to explain the amendment?
It's a courtesy amendment. I'll yield to the sponsor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This strike all creates a new mechanism for regulated water and wastewater utilities to fund certain types of capital improvements. Specifically, it allows a utility to recover, through a surcharge, prudently incurred capital costs related to projects that enhance water quality, fire protection, reliability, and long-term system viability. The Public Service Commission would determine the prudence of these projects and their costs at a time in the utility's next general rate case. The bill's stated intent is to promote utility investment in a system improvement project. The value of the accelerated infrastructure projects is substantial, benefiting consumers today and well into the future with increased reliability as a result of fewer unscheduled service interruptions. And that explains the bill, sir.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Senator Rich?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Bennett, could you just clarify this includes the 8% that was in the original bill, the same general amount, and is it an annual cap?
Senator Bennett, you recognize?
You know, I don't know. Yes, it is an annual cap. Excuse me. I believe it's an annual cap. Yes, I can clarify that for you, mm-hmm. But I believe it is.
Okay. But it is the same as
the same thing, 8% was in there.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Not. Without objection, show the amendment adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. Is there any questions of the committee? Are there any speakers on this issue?
I've got a question. Could you just give us an example of how this works?
If I could, Mr. Chairman, it would be very similar to the utility company. When a utility company wants to go in and build an additional power supply, a lot of us have been familiar with that. I don't think it's been applied to the utility system before. But oftentimes, especially when you take some of the areas down that this company applies to, and that's really going to affect the state, as we're trying to improve these water qualities and the water supply, oftentimes it's going to take a substantial investment, and they're willing to do that in the future prior to the actual need if, in fact, they can find a way to recover their cost, very similar to how the utility does it.
Right. I'm seeing a trend. It's like every category is doing the same thing. Pretty soon the state will have zero revenue because we'll have refunded you, whether you created a job. We're refunding you if you lose money. So I think your strike all helps a few of the things, but I don't know if it helps everything.
Question?
Senator, the project has to be completed before it gets replayed, right?
The, and it's 100% completed, Senator Dietrich, before they can start taking the money, and they're this due onto the strike call.
Senator Jones?
It's my understanding that there was a lot of these questions that came up in the House and were resolved, and doesn't this strike all kind of bring us close to the House position now with a lot of those questions answered?
You reckon,
Jim? That was the purpose of the strike call, Senator Jones.
Okay. We do have some speakers that have registered today. Wendell Holmes, Hollins. You recognize, sir? Wave in support. Cynthia Henderson. Wave in support. Is there any further discussion of speakers or questions? Any debate? Senator Bennett, seeing none, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave my close, thank you.
Waving the closure. Senator Bennett, you like a CS?
I would appreciate that.
Okay. Senator Dietrich moves a CS on Senate Bill 950. So call the roll.
Senator Dietrich?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Rich?
Yes.
Senator Sobel?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and members, by your vote, the bill passes. Members, under tab 2, Senate Bill 236 by Senator Hayes will be presented today by Nancy Cornwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for allowing me to present the bill on behalf of the Senator. Senate Bill 236 provides Gold Star parents with free lifetime admission to Florida state parks. Gold Star parents are those who have had a son or daughter killed in combat. Our service members and their families, they give up many sacrifices, and there's nothing more tragic than a parent outliving their child. So this is just a small token to show our appreciation to our military for protecting our freedoms that we have in the state and in our country. And current law already gives this benefit to spouses. It just adds this benefit for their parents.
Thank you, members. There's an amendment, barcode 237374, on the desk. Senator Latvala, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment adds a surviving spouse and parents of law enforcement officers or firefighter who has died in the line of duty to this bill so that they will also receive free lifetime entrance passes to state parks located in Florida.
Is there any discussion to the amendment? Without any objection, let's show the amendment adopted. There's an amendment, barcode 128914 on the desk. Senator Dietrich, you recognize, explain the amendment.
It's a courtesy amendment for the sponsor.
You recognize, explain the amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair, this amendment names a part of the marina located in Grand Lagoon area of St. Andrews Park after Jack Mashburn. He is a well-known community leader in that area and was instrumental in getting the park established. He was a former representative. He still lives in the area and is very active in the community. It's just to honor his accomplishments in the community.
Members, any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, so that without objection, the amendment is adopted. We now have three late filed amendments under barcode 8483202. Just one, excuse me, I apologize. There's just one late filed amendment under that barcode. Senator Ulrich, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill has to do with our state park system, and this is kind of isolated to Paynes Prairie State Preserve, but not necessarily so, about where free-roaming animals are, perhaps cattle, or in this case it's American bison, better known as buffalo. This amendment exempts the state of Florida from any property within the state park system that has free roaming animal population, is exempt from the provisions of State Statute 588.15, Florida statute, what has to do with liability. And in this case, they've had buffalo out, free roaming buffalo, that the state of Florida has not inoculated. They have not fed, they have not raised. But the fear is, contrary to a white-tailed deer, that these buffalo get out on the highway and somebody runs into them, perhaps if they were driving a Pinto or a Mustang, get it, Buffalo and Mustang, Pinto. Anyway, if they would run into them with one of those types of vehicles, there could be damage, and they might try to hold the state of Florida liable for that. The feeling here from the Department of Environmental Protection and the parks system is that they don't want to have the state of Florida be responsible for animals that have been out there, as far as I know, 60-plus years. They, again, do not maintain them, meaning they don't inoculate them, they don't feed them. They're just out there as wild animals, and so we want them include them more like white-tailed deer or a black bear or something like that, as opposed to having somebody try to claim them as they were state-maintained livestock.
They're not a wild Mustang.
No, not a wild Mustang. There are for some free-roaming horses out there as well, but they, again, state of Florida doesn't take care of them.
Okay. Members, this late filed amendment requires a two-third vote. Is there any objection to the amendment? You want to vote on the amendment? We'll go ahead and take a vote on the amendment as introduced. All members in favor say aye. Opposed, like sign? No. Motion carried. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Is there any questions about the bill? Or any further speaker cards? Seeing none, is there any discussion or debate? If not, Senator.
Under discussion.
Excuse me, you recognize Senator?
Just like to speak in favor of the bill. I think that this is a great idea. It's the least we can do for people who have suffered on behalf of the state and the country, so it should be heartwarming to support this bill.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Cornwell, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I waive my closure.
You waive the closure, Senator. Would you like a CS for this bill?
Yes, please.
Okay, Senator Latvala moves the CS for the Senate bill 236. Will the Secretary call a roll?
Senator Dieter?
Absolutely.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Rich?
Yes.
Senator Sobel?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and members, by your vote, the bill passes. Members, go to tab 3, Senate Bill 1440. Senator Hayes requests a TP on this bill. Tab 4, members, Senate Bill 1634 by Senator Lim.
Hi, I'm here on behalf of Senator Lin, and thank you for allowing me to speak on the bill.
Are you Monica Ware?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Monica, you're recognized to present the bill for Senator Lynn.
Thank you, Chair. This bill repeals regulatory provisions relating to water vending machines and changes the requirements regarding their operation. This bill also deletes the current statute to remove provisions relating to fees, enforcement, and preemption of regulation of water vending machines to the state. That's a summary of the bill.
That's the sum of the bill. Members, are there any questions? Are there any speakers? Seeing none. Any discussion or any debate? Seeing none. You recognize Monica to close on the bill.
I waive my close.
Waive your close. We're back on the bill. Will the Secretary please call the roll on 1634? Or 1634, yes.
Senator Dieter?
Yes.
Senator Jones? Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Rich?
Yes.
Senator Sobel?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, members, and by vote, the bill passes.
Thank you so much.
Members, Senate Bill 842 by Senator Latvala. You recognize Senator Latvala to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill has to do with brownfield redevelopment areas, a concept that we set up when I was in the Senate before, and It increases the cap on the total amount of tax credits that the Department of Environmental Protection can issue for the voluntary cleanup of contaminated areas. you know, I think probably the likelihood of this actually getting funded is marginal. But I told these guys that I would I'd do this bill. There has been $2 million a year authorized, and there's quite a backlog of projects that have actually been completed, and people are waiting for their tax credit on them. But we just try to keep this issue out in front of everyone, and maybe one of these years we'll be successful. But this would be the first stop of the bill this time.
Thank you. Are there any further questions of Senator Ulrich?
I just want to have a question just for my own education. Tell me what a brownfield is.
You recognize Senator Latvala?
A brownfield is an industrial site that has pollution many times from 30 or 40 years ago, mostly petroleum. And a lot of these are in any inner cities or along railroad tracks. And this brownfield program helps people. They get a special incentive on the cleanup standards. And then we'd put some financial incentives as well to get people to clean these sites up so they can be reutilized as development properties, as opposed to going out into a green field, which is pasture or citrus groves or something, and building new buildings. This kind of keeps the development in an area that's already been developed and has the infrastructure.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Sobel?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Latvala, when we talked about return on investment in terms of this cleanup, could you tell me which had the greatest rate of return and was most successful in the state of Florida in terms of giving incentives?
You recognize?
Yes, Senator, I'd be happy to tell you that when OTED gave their presentation to the Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee of the Budget Committee, and they looked at all of the state business incentive programs, and they evaluated the ratio that they use of what returns the most for dollars spent. Brownfields was at the top, the most productive of all the programs. I can't remember what the multiplier was, but it was number one on the list.
So you're saying that this created the most number of jobs compared to all the other incentives that we gave?
Well, it was
businesses?
A multiplier. They have a formula that they use that counts, you know, jobs created and economic development generated for the QTI program and a whole lot of other things. And this was the highest one on the list, the most jobs and the most economic development created.
One last comment, Mr.
You recognize,
you know, it's not the sexiest thing, and you would never expect the brownfields to be the highest rate of return in investment, but it actually was. This was our best investment. We got the best bang for the buck, and I was totally amazed when I saw the list of all the businesses we invested in. This was number one by far. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator.
Any further questions? Yes, Senator Latvala.
Thank you, Senator, for your help on that. I would never possibly be associated with anything that would be considered sexy.
Moving right along. Any further questions? If not, we have an appearance card today by Bo Bohannon. Waving support. Kenya Corey? Waving support. Members, are there any further discussion or debate? If not, Senator Latvala, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. Appreciate your support on this good bill.
Thank you. Now on the bill, the Secretary, please call the roll on Senate Bill 842.
Senator Dieter?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Rich?
Yes.
Senator Sobel?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and members, by a vote, the bill passes. Members, unless there's further information or further issues today, Senator Ulrich moves we rise.